Good afternoon and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's backstage tour into the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along again. Today, my guests are here from Cyrano's Theater Company, where they are producing Noel Coward's classic comedy of manners, Private Lives. It opens tonight and runs through April the 2nd. My guests today are Teresa Pond, producing and artistic director of Cyrano's Theater Company, and she is the stage director for this show. Welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you, Steve. So glad to be here.
We also have two of the actors from the show. We have Stephanie Saddam, who is a new person to the theater scene here in Anchorage. We'll talk about that in a moment. She's playing the part of Sybil. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you.
We also have an old hand to Anchorage Theater. He's been gone for a while, but he's back now, Frank Delaney. He's back and playing the part of Elliot in the show. Welcome to the show, Frank.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be here.
So, Teresa, this is Noel Coward, and I have to say this, that when I think of Cyrano's Theater Company, and I think of Noel Coward, they don't quite go together. Is that a fair thing to say?
I don't know.
I mean, Noel Coward is one of those old, I mean, 1930s classic type of comedy of manners. Yeah. And of course, Cyrano's has done those kind of shows. But what was the choice of doing this play?
Well, you know, this is our silver anniversary season. Cyrano's is age 25 this year. And I really wanted to look at the shows that we were going to produce as a variety of ways to celebrate and to celebrate love and marriage and family and greed and, you know, all the other things that we can celebrate. But
we're celebrating greed.
We celebrated greed a lot. Yeah, we started that this year.
So, well, we get most of the other deadly sins in this show. So
we
get a lot of them. We have to talk about these deadly sins now,
Frank. Oh, no.
So I wanted to do a variety where we had, you know, Cyrano's does a work that is both contemporary and classic. And so this is a classic offering, you know, a play through the ages that is still really relevant and really exciting because of how beautifully written it is and how relevant, you know, the subjects are.
And Noel Coward, people who don't even know who Noel Coward is, know that image of Noel Coward, 1930s type of dapper kind of guy. And Frank, you're playing the part of Elliot, who is married to Sybil, played by Stephanie. You're on your honeymoon and you run into someone else. Tell us about that.
Right. So I'm playing Elliot, and before the honeymoon even really gets started, I run into my ex-wife, Amanda, played by Becca Mahar, and that sets a whole series of unfortunate events into play, really.
And Stephanie, you play Sybil. Tell us about your character.
Well, she's a 23-year-old newlywed who is completely excited to be there and has no idea what's going on. And when everything happens, she finds out just how completely in touch with her emotions she really is. So,
is that one of the deadly sins, Frank?
It really is.
It is the way we're approaching it, yes.
Teresa, can you at least elaborate on that somewhat?
Well, Sybil's character is rather noteworthy in the play for being, I suppose, a bit emotionally dramatic at times. And I will say that Stephanie is about the best darn stage crier I've ever seen. We are laughing all the time.
I have a variety.
She has a wild variety of dramatic emotional tools of crying and moaning and what's going on. Because, you know, Elliot and Amanda, who were married and divorced, you know, and have, you know, found each other again, you know, they have problems for a reason. They're a difficult couple for those outside the situation to understand. They remind me of, in later decades, like Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. They're one of those couples.
Who played this on Broadway.
And they did play this on Broadway in 1983, I think. Yeah. I was actually, as a young child, we'd gone to New York, and I remember seeing the sign for this show. I think that's actually one of the reasons I thought of the show as well, is I remembered always, I remembered seeing the sign outside the theater of the two of them playing these roles. Isn't that funny?
Frank, you're there. You meet your meet your ex-wife before the honeymoon.
Yeah. So Sybil and I arrive, and we are checking out the honeymoon, or honeymoon suite, and we go and get ready for dinner, and come back, and we're going to have pre-dinner cocktails, and I run into Amanda, having not seen her for 5 years since our divorce, and then I try to convince Sybil to leave, And she refuses, surprisingly, refuses to leave on her honeymoon and travel an additional however many hours to Paris in the middle of the night. And that kind of forces Elliot back into old patterns. He gets with Sybil originally because he thinks that she is very different from Amanda and is a more traditional kind of husband-wife situation. And I think kind of realizes that it's just a different flavor of the same thing.
Teresa, you want to comment on that?
Well, it's a fair point. I think one of the reasons I thought this would be such a fun show for our audiences is these are timeless issues of relationships. We love people, and we're often the worst with the people we love the best. And Elliot and Amanda, the original couple, were certainly like that. And when we divorce from a situation that we think we can't tolerate and then remarry, I think we often bargain that, well, this time we're going to do it differently, and this time I'll be a different person. Or you know, Sybil is younger and sort of more innocent and all to the world than Amanda was. So I think Elliot kind of thinks like, well, this is going to be calmer and pleasant and easy. And of course, you know, Sybil justifiably has her own issues with how Elliot behaves at times. You know, Elliot and Noel Coward, obviously, Noel Coward wrote this role for himself to play originally. He and Gertrude Lawrence, they were quite the couple on stage and I think off. And they, the love-hate kind of energy that he was exploring in this, he was experiencing in his own life. So Elliot is, like Noel Coward, acerbic and sarcastic and witty and too smart for his own good.
And for those just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. We're talking about Cyrano's Theater Company's production of Noel Coward's Private Lives, opening tonight, running through April the 2nd. My guests are Teresa Pond, Frank Delaney, and Stephanie Sadam. And we're talking about just the seven deadly sins, apparently, that Frank introduced a moment ago.
Yes.
You mentioned Noel Coward wrote this part for himself.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, it seems to me in my reading about the play that it's a vehicle for two leading actors. But the other characters in the show, sounds to me like, Stephanie, you have made this a part worth coming to see just for your own portrayal of this young woman. How have the cries and so forth, and you've made this a very alive character, haven't you?
Well, she is a woman, so by nature, she's very complicated.
You can't see this on the radio, but she just had a very complicated look on her face.
Yes, I don't think anybody's ever accused me of being simple. but yeah, no, Sybil has, you know, all the emotions of somebody who is, you know, newly in love, and she goes through the process of being jilted in love, and then she goes through the process of whether or not she's going to accept that and, you know, move on or keep trying, or, you know, when is the point where we, you know, let go of the relationship, or do we let go, or do we hang on? And she definitely tries to hang on for as long as possible. You know, she doesn't give up without a fight. And I think that struggle is, you know, evident in the play with her. At least that's, you know, what I'm trying to portray. You know, that inner heart conflict, you know, when you're hurt the most by somebody you love the best in the worst possible way imaginable, you know, how actually terrible that can feel. And being able to have the opportunity to portray that feeling, I think, is just wonderful for me.
You bring up a really interesting point, because a lot of times comedy of manners doesn't really take into account real people's emotions.
Yeah. Private Lives is uniquely suited to this, I think. You know, it is comedy of manners. It is witty. It is funny. We are laughing at our pain. And if you look back in the day, some of the very first definitions of comedy through the ages have been laughing at our pain, from slipping on a banana peel on up to something as beautifully complicated and sophisticated as Noel Coward's Private Lives. We're still laughing at slipping on the banana peel, except now we're watching people, you know, love each other, hate each other. And, you know, there's a very hilarious, very awkward tea party between all four of them, you know, including Amanda's, you know, new husband, Victor,
Burns, right.
Played by Jay Burns,
right.
You know, who also comes in very fresh and ready to have a beautiful, perfect marriage with his perfect wife. And then, you know, things don't go well for him either.
Well, and I think it's funny that you mentioned slipping on the banana peel, because we do essentially have that in the maid character played by Danielle Best.
That's good.
She doesn't slip on a banana peel, but the next best thing.
Yeah, yeah. She comes in. Danielle's hilarious, and she is the overworked put upon maid in Paris at the apartment that Amanda and Elliot run off to in the second part of the play.
This sounds really funny, but also when you think of Noel Coward, you think of a certain style, mm-hmm. and you think of music too, don't you?
Oh my goodness.
Noel Coward wrote a lot of songs. He's, mm-hmm. he's sometimes more known as a composer. There's some music in the show as well, isn't there, Frank? You play some music, right?
I do. I play a little bit of music. I'm not anywhere near the level of accomplishment at the piano that Noel Coward was. But we do play... it just popped right out of my head. What's the...
Someday I'll Find You.
Thank you. Someday I'll Find You, which he wrote specifically for this show, mm-hmm. And has since taken on a little bit of a life separate from the show as well. But I play a little bit of that, and I play a little bit of other classical music, and that has been a very interesting struggle. I started playing piano approximately the week before we started rehearsing. And so it's been four weeks now.
A little over that, but yeah, it's people play with the pianos. There's a piano scene. The second part of the play, when Elliot and Amanda run off together, we see them figuring out how to get along, and they play piano. And sometimes, like, people put a speaker behind the piano and sort of pretend. And Cyrano's theater is an intimate theater. When you come see our show, you're right there with the action, watching and part of the show in a way. And so we wanted to stay intimate, so we're letting them play and plunk away on the piano. Mm-hmm. It's great fun. And wait till you see the set. Marcia Verity, new scene designer for Cyrano's Theater, has made a beautiful set. We have gorgeous costumes
by
Gigi Lynch. I mean, you talk about Comedy of Manners, 1930, Noel Coward. These guys look beautiful.
Stephanie, do you sing?
Yes, I do. A little. Yes.
In the show.
No, not in the show. God, no. No, not in the show.
Although if you hear her crying at times,
it does sound like singing. Yeah, sometimes.
Well, a moment ago, I kept thinking about the old sort of comedy routine about crying different ways. I can cry this way. I can cry that way. What kind of cry do you want? Almost like the song from the Fantastics,
Yes.
So you have a certain variety of cries.
I do. You're not going to ask to hear them, are you?
You're pretty loud most of them.
They very much love to laugh at my pain.
We do
adore them all.
We love you.
If you're not laughing at me, I'm not happy about it.
That's sort of masochistic in a sense, isn't it?
As is this play.
A little, more than a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things about this play that we just want to talk about. We're about out of time here. Is there one last thing you want to mention about 20 seconds about what we want to look for when it comes to this play, Teresa?
Look for yourselves on stage, but in a far more glamorous and hilarious way. We've all been there.
Yes.
That sounds great. I want to thank my guests, Teresa Pond, Stephanie Sadam, and Frank Delaney, performing in Noel Coward's Private Lives, opening at Cyrano's Theater Company tonight and running through April the 2nd. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Until next time, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.